Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. You know, I was thinking about confidence the other day. Not just the kind that lets you rock a killer presentation or nail that first date, but the deep, unshakable kind that comes from loving who you are, flaws and all. And that, my friends, is what we're diving into today. Self-love is the ultimate key to unlocking true confidence. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and everyone seems to have it figured out, living their best lives? Well, let me tell you something. That stuff is curated. It's a highlight reel, not the whole story. And frankly, it can be incredibly damaging if we let it define our own worth. Here's the thing. Self-love isn't about narcissism or thinking you're better than everyone else. It's about accepting yourself unconditionally, flaws and all. It's about recognizing your strengths and celebrating them while also acknowledging your weaknesses and working towards growth. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion that you would offer to a good friend. So, how do we actually cultivate this self-love? I'm glad you asked. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Ditch the negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic, right? The one that whispers doubts and insecurities in our ear. But guess what? You don't have to listen to it. Become aware of those negative thoughts and challenge them. Replace, "I can't do this," with, "I'm willing to try." Instead of, "I'm not good enough," think, "I'm learning and growing every day." 2. Practice gratitude. Seriously, take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life. It could be something as simple as a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, or a genuine laugh with a friend. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your perspective and helps you see the positive. 3. Set realistic expectations. You're not going to be perfect all the time, and that's okay. It's important to set achievable goals and celebrate your accomplishments, big or small. Remember, progress over perfection is always the way to go. 4. Prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about taking care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, or simply spending time alone doing something you enjoy. 5. Surround yourself with supportive people. You know those friends who always lift you up, celebrate your successes, and offer a shoulder to cry on when things get tough. Hold on to them. Cultivating positive relationships is essential for self-love and confidence. Think about the last time you truly felt confident. I bet it wasn't after comparing yourself to someone else or trying to impress strangers. It was probably when you were being your authentic self, doing something you loved, surrounded by people who genuinely cared about you. That's the power of self-love. Now, let me give you a real-world example. I used to be so insecure about public speaking. Every time I had to present in front of a crowd, my heart would race, my palms would sweat, and I'd feel like everyone was judging me. But then I realized something. The fear wasn't coming from lack of knowledge or ability. It was coming from a place of self-doubt. So, I started practicing self-compassion. I told myself that it's okay to be nervous, that everyone feels that way sometimes, and that I deserve to be heard. I focused on the message I wanted to share, rather than worrying about how people perceive me. And guess what? It made a world of difference. My confidence grew, my presentations became more engaging, and I even started to enjoy the experience. Remember, self-love isn't a destination, it's a journey. There will be ups and downs, moments of doubt and self-criticism. But the key is to keep practicing, to keep showing yourself kindness and compassion, and to never give up on believing in your own worth. You are amazing, you are capable, and you deserve to shine. So, what are you going to do today to cultivate more self-love? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using hashtag socialconfidence. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with tips and insights to help you build unshakable confidence. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.